The reading is from Joshua chapter 1 and the first 11 verses. So I thought I'd just give you a few thoughts on those verses from Joshua, because it's quite appropriate as the turn of a new year. We've just got 15 minutes left of 2018, and then we're on the threshold of a new year, 2019. But I wonder if you feel the year was a good year for you personally. Did things go as you'd planned? Quite often they don't. Sometimes they do. Was all your hopes and dreams fulfilled? The year has ended for us as a church in a sad way, because for those of you that don't know, the building was broken into overnight and damage was done. So that's very sad for us as a church to know that. But God is still in control. And he will give sufficient patience and sufficient of whatever we need to see this through. So now we're nearly into 2019, and we have hopes and dreams for this coming year. For me, I'm waiting for the arrival of a new little grandchild in June. I'm also planning on going to a family wedding. Not mine, but somebody in the family is getting married. So that's another exciting thing to look forward to in 2019. And it's like Paul says when we think of new beginnings. He says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "The old has gone. The new is here." He was, of course, referring to our new life in Christ. But isn't it good to be able to wipe the slate clean and start again, which often we think of with a new year? It's only just a few minutes after the old year, but it's like wiping the slate clean and starting all over again. Completely finished with the old one and new things in the new one. And that's what a start with Jesus is like as well. We can leave the old behind and move on through and be with him. In the reading we had today, we find that Joshua was at the start of something new in his life as well. Moses had died and he'd been appointed as the leader to take the Israelites through to the promised land. They were crossing the river to be where God wanted them to be, something that was promised to their ancestors years before. They was going to move to Canaan. And what a task for somebody to do, to take over from someone that was such a strong leader. And at this time, Joshua was round about 68 to 78 years old, somewhere in that region. And it's another indication that God specialises in using older people frequently in the Bible. He uses young people and he uses anybody in between. So don't ever write yourself off, whatever age you are. God can use you. And God knew that being a leader wasn't easy. And that's why he tried to reassure Joshua that it would be something, he would be with him. And that's why he said in verse 9, "Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." He'll be with you wherever you go, and that's what he'll be with us. Wherever we go, whatever we do in 2019, God will be with us. And there's times when we're asked to do things that we think we're not able to do. We might be a little afraid of doing things. We might think we're not the right person to do things. We might think we don't possess the gifts to do these new things. But if God asks you, he will prepare you and he will give you what you need to do that. And he did that for Joshua. Because if we look at the scriptures, the first book of the Bible, we all know, is Genesis. And that was a book that talked about creation. It gave us the promises that God gave to Abraham. And it showed us the birth of the nation Israel. That was Genesis. Then there was Exodus. And this is the book that talks about Israel being delivered from bondage where they were in Egypt. It talks about them being crossing over from the Red Sea. And of course, it's the book that tells us, the first book that tells us of God's holy law that was given to Moses, the Ten Commandments. Then the third book, Leviticus, this is the book the Israelites were taught how to worship God properly, how to worship God in all his holiness. That was Leviticus. Fourth book was Numbers. I'm not going to go through all of the books, so don't worry. I'm only going to get to Joshua. The fourth book was Numbers, and this speaks how they were tested and numbered as a nation, so they knew how they could go forward. The fifth book, and we're nearly at Joshua, the fifth book is Deuteronomy, and this is where the law was reviewed again, and it was reiterated that this is what God wanted for them to do. And it closed with the assurance that the Israelites would possess the promised land. And so we come to the sixth book of the Bible, Joshua. And this is the book on how they crossed the Red Sea, how they crossed over the Jordan to take possession of the land. It talks about the battles that they had to go through. It talked about a new life, like a new year for them. And they had to go over that way, and they had to do it that way to get what God had promised to them. Now, the first five books of the Bible were all written by Moses, and they were a symbol of the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. The sixth book is written by Joshua, and this is a book that symbolizes the victory in the promised land. In Numbers 27:18, the Lord said to Moses, and this is how Joshua was chosen as leader. It was the Lord that said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, who has the spirit in him, and lay your hands on him. Present him to Eleazar, the priest, before the whole community, and publicly commission him to lead the people." So all the people knew that Joshua was the chosen leader and the person that was going to take them forward into the new stage of their life. But he was afraid of leading, and God saw the potential and encouraged him and said to him, "I'm going to be with you. You're not going to do it alone." The promise to Abraham was fulfilled physically and spiritually in Abraham. But it was many years later that it became a reality in the life of Joshua. Israel had been through battles, and they were on the edge of something new. They were standing at the gate of a new era for them. And that's where we are today. We're standing on the gate of a new year for us. The year is just minutes away now, and it's a time to say goodbye to the old. We look back and we are nostalgic sometimes about some of the things that's happened and what's passed. But we can look forward with anticipation and excitement about that which is before us. And it helps us to understand just a little bit of how Joshua would have felt when he took over leadership and he was on the verge of starting something new in his life. But as we pass through the gate of one year into another, we don't know what the new year is going to bring. No one knows that. No one except for God. And there's a great lesson that we can learn from generations past on this. It comes from a message that the British people heard back in September 1939, when Britain was entering into, or had just entered into, the Second World War. It was the tradition of the monarch to give a message of encouragement at Christmas. And the monarch then was King George VI. And he wanted to encourage the British people to go forward in view of the uncertainty, but with courage and with a peace. And he wanted to calm the nation down. And his little daughter at the time, I think she was about 10, she had a poem that she'd seen written. It was written by a lady called Minnie Louise Haskins. And her father saw the poem and he read it. It's one that you would have all heard of before, but it's one that's really good to remember at the beginning of a new year. And it says this: "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown?" And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." And so I went forth, and finding the hand of God, I trod gladly into the night. Now that was read out nearly 8 decades ago now. And since it was first given, the truths of what he said has become such a reality for many people. It would have been an encouragement to Joshua if he'd heard that as well, that you step out into anything new with God holding your hand. And we're standing at the gate now of this new year, and we need to remember these unshakable truths that God goes into the new year with us. So Joshua was leading the people to Canaan, to the promised land, and there's three brief things, and I'm going to make it brief, very brief, because we're nearly there. Three things. One was that Canaan was going to be a place of rest for them. After hundreds of years of them working and toiling the land in Egypt and wandering about in the wilderness, God was bringing them to a land that was going to be, for them, a place of rest, a place of promise, a place that God wanted them to have. And he was reminded, Joshua was reminded in verse 8, the way to keep going is keep the book of the law, which for us is the Bible, keep it always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. There's many of us that's been brought up going to church. We've studied the Bible. And when we enter teenage years, sometimes we get a little bit cold to it all. We get busy. We don't necessarily turn our back on God, but we feel indifferent. We find excuses. We stop coming to church. And then our spiritual life is zero. Joshua needed to keep the Israelites into the law of the Lord, into the books that they had at that time. Canaan was secondly a place of favour. Do you know, more than 16 times in the Bible it refers to Canaan as the land of milk and honey. In Exodus 3 verse 8 it says to us, "I have come down to rescue them from the land of the Egyptians and to bring them out to the land, to a good and spacious land, flowing with milk and honey." There's many other verses that reflect that as well. And the third thing was Canaan was a place of triumph. In Canaan, Israel defeated the enemies. And there was much people there, mightier than them, but they defeated them. They conquered the people with much more experience and skill than they had. And why? Because the victory always comes from God. In the same way, our destination is heaven. And the way we can get there is putting our hand in God's hand, who will always give us the victory. If the Israelites were brought there by Joshua, even so, Jesus will take us to our promised land with him. How well do we know this Jesus? So the first thing that I want to share with you was about Canaan being a place of triumph, being a place of rest, being a place of favour. That's what it is, being with God. And I'm going to have to bring this to a close because time has gone now. But I just wanted to say that no matter what age you are, God has a purpose for you in this coming year. And in this coming year, hold his hand, see what he's got for you, see what he's got for this church, and see where he's going to take you to the new heights that he can do that. So I think, looking at my watch and by the sounds, we've now completed 2018. So welcome to 2019. Happy New Year to you all. Sorry? We've got... Oh, are they? Right. You see, that's because that clock's not telling me the time. Right. Well, we're nearly there anyway. So, Florin, did you want to come and pray the new year in for everybody and complete the service then? You want me to do that? Okay, I'll happily do that. So let's just pray together. So Father God, we just thank you for all that's happened in 2018. We thank you for how you've used us to spread your word. And we pray that in 2019, you will help us to keep that fruitfulness on the front line close to us so that we can follow you and share with other people what the exciting things there are in your word and what you will have us do. Help us all to spread the gospel and bring others to know you. And more than anything, Lord, keep us close to you so that we can know you that much better. And we just pray as we are now entering 2019 that you will enter it with us. Bless us. Bless all that we do. And we just pray, Father God, that this will be a year that you will be honoured in this church above all other years, because we want to lift the name of Jesus high, as we've sung earlier on. So we just bless you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.